Is this the only place you really wanted to be when you were a free agent?
No, I always consider everything. And I thought that this would be the best situation for me. And Jeremy coming here has something to do with it, me talking with him and Coach Reed and everybody else. So I definitely like, the players and the organization, everybody that works here. So that was a big thing for me.
You played on some good offensive teams with the Eagles over the years. Mm-hmm. What do you see here? What do the Chiefs have here now this year so far?
I think the biggest thing is with any offensive team, there has to be stability and there has to be, some continuity. You can have, great players, but if you don't have a rapport with all the parts, it won't be as successful. So I think that's the number one thing is to have, some familiar faces around each other, knowing the body language, knowing people's, idiosyncrasies and other things. So I think that's the number one thing. Then you have to have talent, and we have some talent. We have a lot of nightmare problems with mismatches with a lot of different guys and a lot of guys that are healthy that were down. So when you view it that way, and another thing, too, is that the Chiefs have, we have, some very, hard pieces to cover. When you think of DeAnthony, you think of, other guys, Kelsey, those players are hard because when you really think about it, in National Football League, you pay a cornerback, a lot of money, and he shuts down one player. But when you can have a tight end or running backs that can get open and man coverage against lesser athletes, not to say that they're bad athletes, they're just not getting paid as much to cover people. So we have that for working for us.
You talked about the stability and the continuity. Now, Jeremy Macklin's not really a stranger to the coaching staff, obviously. Mm-hmm. What does he maybe bring that you guys didn't have last year?
He's definitely going to bring his explosion. He's going to bring leadership. And Jeremy works really hard. He loves the game of football. And it isn't that we didn't have that last year, but it's always good to have more. So he's a guy that really, really loves to play the game. And that's what you want from guys, especially when you give them a large, lump sum of money. You always want a guy to love the game genuinely. And that's what Jeremy does, whether it's, no money, coming out of, college or in college, whatever it is, he always has been productive. And when we were in Philadelphia, he was our most productive receiver over my tenure there.
You mentioned that, Jeremy being here was a small factor in this. What is it about, Jeremy that played the role?
Yeah, we basketball buddies. We like, whatever it is. No, we good friends. We talk all the time. So, I was just excited to, to have him back there, to have him back. I know what to expect from him on the field. We know what to expect when we come to, breaking down tape. He's always giving me feedback about coverages and, if I have this guy, this is what he's doing. All of those types of things, those little small adjustments during games because you have a relationship with a person and you trust that they're a student of the game. It's a lot easier for you and your job as well.
So you know what, Andy mentioned that Mackle's probably going to play the Z. Mm-hmm. And I remember you told me you feel more comfortable in the slot, even though you play everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in this office long enough. Mm-hmm. Can you, as best you can, kind of give me the characteristics of a prototypical X receiver in this offense?
I don't know if it's it can't be because every year the thing that you love about Coach Reed and which sets him apart in his field is that whatever pieces that he has, he learns how to make do with them. He's able to get people mismatches. He's able to put people in positions. And that's what makes coaches good. If they can find a guy that is less equipped to cover somebody, that's the guy he's going to go after. So you know, that's what makes him good. Now, in times past, you usually have a guy that's, you know, that's fast, you know, and that plays X, but, you know, it can be anybody. Yeah, whatever. He can. He's going to do it. Like, he'll put, you know, doggone lineman out there if he need to. He'll work it out.
Are you looking at this group of receivers from a kind of a top-down view and kind of thinking, you know, you might have some pieces that kind of fit here on paper, right? Because you got out and run, vertical guy, with obviously Macklin, yourself kind of working in the middle of this. I mean, there are other guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just from a top-down view, even with what you just have right now, like, those pieces kind of fit,
Yeah, well, we never look like from top down. That's you guys' job, okay? We like looking like every day. We're looking like straight on. Like, listen, this is a cornerback over in Denver or, you know, Oakland or San Diego that has the goods, and we have to prepare for that person, you know. So, on a piece of paper, I wish championships. I would have had about 3 or 4 if it was on paper. But we're trying our best to get better each day and develop our skills. Like, you know, there's a, you know, I guess it's a cliche when you say, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think that's false. I think if you have the humility of mindset and knowing that there's things that you don't do as well and you work hard at those things, you can get better, you know. So I think Mac has that approach. We have that approach, and we're trying to lead by example best we can to, you know, to Junior and Albert and Frank and Fred, all those young guys, to let them know that there's a right way to do things, and hopefully we can lead by example.
Jason, you mentioned Albert Wilson there. Earlier you talked about how this offense presents nightmare problems for folks. Mm-hmm. Based on what you saw at Albert Wilson those last 4 games of 2014 and coming into this offseason, what do you think he's going to be able to do?
Hopefully, the thing that I would love for him to do is try to get better every game and not, you know, necessarily live up to a standard of the media. I think that if he can continually to progress and try to take one game at a time, one practice at a time, one route at a time, can he be a very, very dangerous player? Yes. But that remains to be seen. It all depends on Albert. It all depends on situation. The other guys have to do their part and put him in the best situation, and we have to you know, teach him certain things. And also, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But can he be a great player in this league? Yes, he definitely can. He has ability. He gets up the field faster than anybody. That's just one thing. In order to make the first guy miss is a natural gift, and he has that ability. And if you can make the first guy miss and you can run, you can be a very explosive player in this league.
Mm-hmm. You have that much football intelligence that you can really maximize what this offense can do, can't you?
Yeah. It all starts with quarterback, and we have a very, very smart quarterback. And what it does is it allows you to make adjustments, and the coaches can trust you. Because a lot of times everything is predicated on reps and proving it over to the coaches over and over again. But the more you know, the more willing they are to say, hey, you guys take this one, or if you see this, do this. And they'll feel comfortable with allowing you that freedom, you know, without you messing it up. So I think that's when that comes in. If Jeremy comes in and learns everything and knows everything, you can move him around. Somebody goes down, you don't miss a beat because you know it, rather than if a guy goes down, you're in a panic because the guy that's a backup, you don't trust that he knows it, you know. So I think that can pay dividends down the line. And also when it comes to studying and reps and play suggestion, if you're a guy that knows the game, when you make a suggestion, it makes sense to the coaches and to the quarterback. So down the line, it can definitely pay dividends.
How long does it take to get that trust, especially for the younger players who are new to this stuff?
It all depends on the person. It all depends on, you know, what the coaches see them doing at all. Like when I was at Michigan, I got there, and I would I would make 5 mistakes my first practice. You know, by practice 10, I was down to making 2 mistakes, and I was felt like I was better than all the guys there, and I went up to the office. And I said, look, I'm better than everybody here, which you know, wasn't true at all. But at least I thought that way. And my coach said, well, I can't put you in the game unless you can show me for 2 or 3 weeks that you can go, you know, that amount of time without making 1 mistake. You know what I mean? So, and that's what I think it is. Like, if you can, with the young guys, it all depends on their learning capacity, but also how long it takes them to grasp things and pick up new information without making mistakes.